schools in the United States are using a large increase in federal money to help students' mental health needs. School systems or districts are given plenty of freedom on how to spend the federal money. But mental health problems among students had become clear. Districts have observed a rise in behavioral issues, signs of stress, and absenteeism as students returned to classrooms this fall. For many, it was their first time back in a full classroom since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Kansas City, Kansas, educators are opening an after-school mental health center. The center is filled with counselors and social workers. Schools in Chicago, Illinois, have care teams with the mission of helping struggling students. For some school districts, the money has aided long-standing work to help students deal with trauma, difficult experiences that have led to emotional problems. Other school systems have created new efforts to treat students. Overall, the money puts public schools at the center of efforts to improve students' general well-being. When the government sent aid to schools after the 2008 economic recession, this conversation wasn't happening, said Amanda Fitzgerald. She is with the American School Counselor Association. Now, Fitzgerald said, the discussion across the country is very centered on student well-being. Last month, three major children's health groups said the situation of children's mental health should be considered a national emergency. The U.S. Education Department has pointed to the aid money as a chance to rethink how schools provide mental health support. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said mental health needs to be at the center of recovery from the pandemic. The pandemic aid to schools totals $190 billion. That is more than four times the amount the Education Department normally spends on kindergarten through 12th grade schools each year. Money for mental health services has gone toward worker training, mental health examinations, and classroom lessons that include social and emotional learning. Many districts have been working to hire more mental health experts. The National Association of School Psychologists questioned its members this fall. It found that more than half of districts were planning to add social workers, psychologists, or counselors. With $9.5 million of federal aid funding and outside grant money, Patterson Schools in New Jersey added five behavioral experts. The district also hired two substance abuse experts and workers able to identify students going through crises. Patterson is one of the poorest parts of New Jersey. Many of the 25,000 students there faced hunger even before the pandemic and struggled after family members lost jobs, said Superintendent Eileen Schaefer. We wanted to make sure before we try to teach anything new that we're able to deal with where our children are right now based on what they've been through, she said. In Ellicottville, New York, school psychologist Joe Pryor is seeing more anxiety among students. He said the district wants to use the aid to hire a counselor to connect students with psychological help. Chicago, the nation's third largest school district, created a healing plan for students using $24 million of its $2.6 billion in federal aid. In Detroit, the district is spending $34 million on mental health programs. The school system is using the money to screen students, expand help from outside mental health providers, and offer extra support to parents. On a recent Wednesday, that meant an hour-long meditation session for parents at a local coffee shop. One parent worried her own stress was affecting her son's ability to learn. As a community, we have all been through something, said Charlonda Buckman, an assistant superintendent who took part in the session. Part of the recovery has to be some intentional work in spaces like this, so we can be there for our kids. I'm Dan Novak.